whatever. She had a previous commitment at a meet and greet, and y'all are all invited after if you would like to come by. We've got some directions there. So join us, grab a coat, crackers. I don't know what we have. I haven't been over there yet. I'm going to make this newspaper short, mainly because I'm not Sandy, but mainly because I know these things run on and on and on. But I want to tell you a story first. My father told me this story. He said, he grew up in South Georgia. He said about 1940, the Talmadge campaign came rolling through and told the story. A fellow in New York City is eating at a restaurant. And he's looking on the menu. It says, Baked Alaska, $10. Arizona tea, $3. Georgia politician, $150. And the guy said, why is that? And no offense to my friend from the 81st, but the guy's response was, have you ever tried to clean a Georgia politician? Anyway, thanks to my dad. A little bit about Sandy. She has a degree in mathematics from Louisiana State University. In the mid-1980s, she started a computer training company at the Curve, did very well there. Since then, she's been a computer consultant and educator. She started a program called Abracadoodle, which was a mechanism to teach children art. And we have some art in the back there if y'all want to take a look at it. And she has numerous community service opportunities with Rotary, the Atlanta Business Women's Association, Brookhaven Arts Alliance, and several others. Unfortunately, when we're out and about, and when we read the newspaper, when we read the Crier and the Reporter, it's depressing to me, disappointing, and quite frankly, being from Georgia, it's embarrassing what's going on for our state government. We're falling further and further and further behind. And so many people feel frustrated and helpless that there's nobody down there in the legislature who actively takes what we need in this district and makes it happen. Sandy believes that she's the person who can do that. She wants to restore all of the money that's been cut away from education and fund education even at a higher rate, because Georgia's educational system is pitifully broken and something has to be done to repair it. One of the things that she talks about is economic development, and with economic development, you can't leave education out, because no company is going to come here if the workforce is not appropriately educated. Unfortunately, Atlanta, we have a very strong higher education community. But in pre-K through 12, it's not getting done, and the cuts and cuts and cuts and cuts have not helped very much at all. She thinks that we can improve getting some more federal money if we apply properly. If we do a better job of writing the grant than people in North Carolina do. So that's something that she really wants to work on in terms of how bureaucrats can have a definite positive effect on bringing funds from D.C. down here to educate our children. I lost my place, I'm sorry. Tax cuts for businesses. We're all very distressed at the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being given to businesses when hundreds of millions of dollars are being taken out of the education budget. She's a fanatic, quite frankly, about improving our transportation system. Because again, you can't bring jobs to Atlanta. As the gentleman was saying earlier, if you live in College Park and the only good job you can get is an Alpharetta, what are you going to do? Or if you live in Decatur like I did, and the only reasonable job that you can get is in McDonough, Georgia, what's your choice? You have to get in your car, crank it up, pollute the air, and ride 30 miles an hour. There was a piece this week in the other newspaper about transportation dollars in Georgia. And I was irate when I finished reading it, because Georgia has got to do a better job of not only seeking federal funds and other funds, but of accepting federal funds and other funds in order so that our children can have a brighter future. So that is the long and very short of it. And again, if y'all are here to join us, we'd be more happy to have y'all. And we certainly hope that on primary day, you will pull a Democrat ballot, and that you will consider Sandy as your state representative. Thank you very much.